Volunteers are vital to the work of the RNIB, but how do they get the support they need? I'm joined now by Joanne Wilson, Volunteering Support Projects Manager, and Angela Davey, Volunteer Council Chair. Hello, both.
Hi there.
Hi there.
Now, I know you're planning some Keeping in Touch sessions to help volunteers to stay connected. What sort of roles are RNIB volunteers working in currently?
There's a whole range of volunteering roles out there. There's roles in talk and support, Sooty Box volunteers, Technology for Life, Living Well with Sight Loss courses, children and families. It can go on and on and on. We have lots and lots of role opportunities available for our volunteers right across all locations, remotely as well at present.
And Angela, what's the role of the Volunteer Council?
So the Volunteer Council was set up about 4 or 5 years ago now, and the aim of it is to take input and ideas from volunteers, volunteer representatives, and then use that to inform the activities that RNIB put in place for volunteers, or to inform the policies and practices, so that basically the volunteers have a voice when RNIB HQ, if you will, is establishing policies and processes for how volunteers do their role.
And Joanne, tell us about the online events coming up on Wednesday, February the 23rd.
So the Volunteer Council recognised the need for an opportunity for our volunteers to connect with each other across all of those roles that we've discussed and across all of our locations. We have decided to start running what we're calling Keeping in Touch engagement sessions, and these are going to be on a regular basis. They'll be remotely held on Microsoft Teams. We can dial anyone in that has any difficulty joining online. And it's an opportunity for volunteers to get together, to hear updates and information about various services in RNIB. We'll have a guest speaker at each session, and we'll also have some breakout rooms to allow volunteers to interact together.
And do you have some other similar events planned for later this year?
We're hoping so. We're hoping to plan one towards the summer, and then for them to be on an ongoing basis.
We set the timing for the event for 7:30 to 8:30 in the evening, because we're very conscious that a lot of volunteers give up their free time perhaps after a day's work or at the weekend and can't always make a daytime event. So that was a conscious decision to choose an evening time. This is the first one that we're running, so we're quite open to feedback in terms of whether the timing works, and also in terms of the content that we're putting on. We want to provide a combination of a chance to learn about perhaps a different aspect of the RNIB that volunteers didn't know about, and also a chance to talk to other volunteers. And this came about as much as anything from volunteer feedback that said they wanted to feel a bit more connected to the organisation.
And if people are interested in maybe starting to volunteer with the RNIB, how can they get involved?
So opportunities for volunteering are available on our website. There is a volunteering page which lists the available opportunities. You can also call our volunteering helpline, which is via the main RNIB helpline, 0303 123 9999, and it's option number 4. And our volunteering team can discuss with you your individual needs, your individual requests, and match you with appropriate volunteer opportunities.
And when it comes to volunteers, do you have people from all different walks of lives and backgrounds?
Yes, all different walks of lives, all different backgrounds. We have a whole range of roles, locations, and people in those roles and locations. And that'll make for a really great volunteering team, and it makes for a really great discussion and opportunity to reach out with other people as well.
Well, Joanne Wilson and Angela Davey, thank you so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.